The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour.
Good morning, this dad.
Yeah, good morning. We made it here this morning.
Oh, man, that thunder about knocked me out of the bed last night.
I know. It kept the family up last night. And we're looking west out of the back of the house, and we can see it coming over the hill. And, you know, you can see the lightning coming, and it was creeping your direction up towards Anderson. And when we were watching the news and all, you could see that it was kind of over Anderson and Redding and all. It tends to do that. It tends to kind of get pushed up a little higher than us because we're way out Bowman Road. So, you know.
Yeah. Me and Grandma were out on the patio last night watching the lightning. And you could hear the rain before you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And it just came in like a wall.
Yeah.
And just whoosh right over our place.
I was wondering, we didn't get any hail, but you know, usually there's hail that's involved with that, but we didn't get any last night. A lot of rain, a lot of water came down.
Yeah, a lot of heavy rain, but I don't think there was any hail in.
Yeah, you know, we were talking this morning, we got here with Jared, it seems like a few months ago, we had the hail, the golf ball size hail, and my friend Dana, who lives here in town, she's got a pool in the back of her house, and she was videotaping those hail balls, you know, rocking into her pool and the splashing, and, you know, and I was like, wow, you know. And
many meteors.
Yeah, and her back deck is covered with that corrugated metal roofing. Yeah. So it was just, it sounded like an apocalyptic, you know, and you know, I was like, well, you know, we got hail out at our house, but nothing like that.
We had enough that it covered our yard. It looked like snow when it was done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it was interesting last night. The dog sure didn't care for those few that hit kind of close, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. That kind of, those pups are kind of skittish.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say that they're scared puppies, but.
Oh, no, they were all scared puppies, but they were in a room with us. But you had our puppy last night, our two-legged one, so.
That thunder didn't bother him at all. He slept right through it.
12-year-old preteen, you know, he can sleep through anything. But
I think that boy could sleep on a rock.
It does sound like there was a lot of people that were without power this morning, at least down in the Anderson area. You know, I went to Starbucks this morning, and it was packed, and most of the people that were there is because they don't have any power.
Yeah, it was out at our place for a couple of hours from like 12:30 to about 4.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you said when I picked you up this morning. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't lose power, which is surprisingly out there on Bowman. We generally, anytime the wind blows or anything, but, you know, if anybody's out there who needs any help, we all know how to reach out and where to reach out to get help, you know.
Well, thank goodness for cell phones, because when the power goes out nowadays, your phone goes out.
Yeah, but cell phone doesn't do us any good where we're at. So,
well, you're in a dead zone.
We're way out there. There's no cell reception either, and people don't understand that. And, you know, you look at the little map, you know, a little AT&T map or Verizon map and all, and it's like, no, there's a big old spot right there, you know, in Tama County that it does not work and all. So, but, you know, it is that time of year. Thankfully, like you said, Dad, there was a lot of rain that was associated with that last night, or we could have had fires all over the place.
Oh, my God. We would have had fires every place.
And I don't remember. Aileen said something. She thought the night before there was thunder and all, but it was way up, higher up, you know, above Bernie and all that.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have it tomorrow or today as well.
So, you know, and they're catching all of that up there right now, so.
Oh, yeah, that's all they need up in those mountains after all these dry days. I mean, it rained hard, but it just rained enough to wet the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like we said, you know, I didn't have to go out and water the orchard this morning, you know, because there was enough water came down last night. So, you know, but I wonder how many peaches and plums and stuff are all laying on the ground now because it all just got knocked off, you know.
Oh, that's okay. The bugs in the... birds will eat them.
The deer will. We feed the deer a lot. And then Aileen likes to pick them up, and she feeds the horses also with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice horses sweet. Like sweets just yeah. like we do.
Yeah, so it won't go to waste. Yeah. So I know one of the things I have on my notes is the Reading VFW post 1934. They're doing their steak dinner tonight at 5. I have not talked to anybody this morning, but power seems like it's all on today and on. And I'm pretty sure that's still going on. If anybody out there knows for sure or not, just let us know, and then I will pass that or not. But I know that's something that Aileen and I try to go to at least every other month or so. We try to go up there and chat with them. And it's kind of like we were talking about this whole week, Dad. You and I have been talking about the our society, a community is drifting apart. We don't do a lot of that. I don't want to say fellowship, because not in a religious way, but in a, you know, we're just all hanging out at the, you know, we have our meetings at the VFWs or the, because I'm Mason too. And, you know, we used to have more of that in our communities where more people were involved than what we were, when we were there, we were involved in. It was a community. We were trying to make our community better. We were trying to make the place around us better and have better communication with one another. And if somebody needed help with something, you know, it was always just a phone call away, you know.
Yeah, and people would volunteer to help you.
Yeah. You know, a great example is someone has been asking for help to fix his truck. And a simple little thing for somebody who knows what they're doing, but it would be better to have someone with a little bit more knowledge there. That person has been asking for 3 or 4 months and then has asked of several people and a lot of excuses and all. But when that person is asked for something because he owns a truck, he's usually the first one there to help and go and do it. So
it's amazing how many friends you get when you buy a pickup.
Yeah, when you have, well, at least up here, most people have a truck. But, you know, it's that whole thing, the community, we've kind of grown apart a little bit. And
it seems like we're more polarized in our own little groups. You know, we don't interconnect, I think is what you're trying to say, the way we used to.
Yeah, you can lean on one another if you needed help or, you know, like last night, I'm sure there's some fences that fell. And I'm sure there's a gutter that's hanging off somebody's house. And if, you know, Joe Bob calls and says, hey, you know, can you give me a hand? You know, might be a little shaky going up ladders at it, you know, getting a little older. No problem. I'll be over there. I'll help you, you know. And I think most of the time, at least when with Grandpa Taylor and all, there was always, you know, you come over and you help and Grandma's making sandwiches or something. It was before everybody would just go and buy pizza, you know, but there was always a case of something that was there to drink as well. But it was just part of the deal. You're going to come over and help me and I'll feed you too, you know?
Yeah. Well, I always knew when Grandpa Taylor asked us over to have a cookout to wear my old clothes.
Yeah. Well, but that was part of the deal. But if you needed something done, Grandpa was the first one who would have been there, too. You know?
Yeah, I know I'm 9,000 years old, but I can remember when I was a kid, we lived in Cincinnati, and I knew everybody on our block.
Yes.
And my parents knew all their parents, and I mean, this was a big city block. There is probably half the people in Anderson lived in that block.
Yeah.
But everybody knew everybody, and you know, it was bad for kids because if you did something wrong over here, somebody from over there was going to call your parents and tell them what you were into.
And you know, all of this kind of goes right back to the post. The post, you know, we don't have a lot of members. And I mean, we have a lot of members, but we don't have a lot of active members. And but the other thing's the same way, the Masonic lodges and all of that. So, anywho, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474-241-DISH.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. That's a nice mellow song for this morning, you know, just a little more mellow than, you know, it is kind of a mellow morning and we don't want to stress anybody out and all, but no, Dad, you had finished the whole thing is, we're not a community, you know, anymore. We're kind of spreading ourselves out, and I don't mean we're all busy, but I mean, the new version of interacting with one another is on an online game, you know, and you don't know where those other people are and you don't really know them. It's like the Facebook thing. Oh, I got 10,000 friends. No, you don't. You know, you have a handful of friends and those people probably aren't even on your Facebook page. And all those other people are just people that click like or, you know, whatever on your thing. I have friends, quote unquote friends, on my Facebook page, my personal one, but most of those are the family that's back east, so we can keep in contact. And the majority of them are the Marines I served with and a couple of the Navy guys I served with. Are they my friends? I wouldn't call them friends because we served together, that, you know, especially my Marines. There's a whole different level of when you've, you know, served with those guys and all. But actual friends that are on there, people that I can lean on to and say, you know, and actually call a friend, there's none of those people on my page. Because they don't need to be. Because they know if they're that close with us, they know what's going on with the family and all. They don't need to find out on Facebook what's going on with the family, you know.
Well, so. that's strange. Like I was saying, when I was a kid, we knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the only people I actually know in my little neighborhood are the people who are on either side of me.
I know Mr. Knight and Eric. Eric is probably, but we've become buddies with Eric. We see him out. We've got a common thing with him with our old cars.
Yeah, we all like to work on old cars, yeah. And we all had different information.
But at the end of the day, if we needed help, I don't think Eric would do that. I mean, he's got his own family and stuff, too. So what I'm trying to get at is the community has it's displaced now. We're putting our friendship in not real friends, someone we're online with, that you cannot lean on to fix your gutter or something.
Yeah.
Or after Snowmageddon.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, somebody can't get in or out of their house because they don't have a vehicle because they're under 6 inches or 8 inches of snow. So, you know, we got to bring that community back together. We got to be able to bring the community together. So when the VFW or the American Legion or somebody is having a fundraiser, we used to do fundraisers, at least at the American Legion I belong to down south. We would do fundraisers, and that those funds went to another organization, you know, 4-H or Scouts or whatever it was. Now we're constantly doing fundraisers just to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where there's so few people now that are involved, and it seems to be the same handful of people doing those events all the time, and then you burn out and you drop one off and hopefully you can pick somebody else back up. So
yeah, you've got 20 people and that's all you're that is doing all the work. One drops off, that's 5% of your workforce gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you know. Well, welcome, Frank. Thanks for showing up late.
Yeah, I was up for a CVAC meeting.
Yeah, that figured that's where you were. You said last week you were going to be there first, so yeah.
It happened to drag out long, but sometimes it's longer and sometimes it's shorter. And
yeah.
You roll with the punches.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you got here, you got across town where, you know, any flooding out on your way over?
No.
No.
Looks like it did rain, though, while we were at the meeting.
Yeah. When we hit Reading this morning coming up to 273, we ran right into rain, a little bit of rain. So
yeah, we got a little wet getting in from the truck.
Yeah. Right here, in fact, on Market Street. So the other, you know, we're talking about the VFW doing fundraisers and all that, and all the VFW is still doing the Fill the Hat over at the Coffee Center.
Yeah. He was a guest this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
This
and,
morning.
So they're still doing that and all. So, but that's, you know, they're doing that to be able to help other people and stuff. And they're still trying to work on their facility over there as well. I've seen on Facebook, it might have been on Facebook or emails, that they were looking for folks to redo the mural that's up in front of the building. So, you know, there's probably ways to get that done and all.
Well, I know a young guy that used to do murals.
We can make something like that happen. But the Fill the Hat thing, I like that one. We did that at my old office, and we had a Fill the Hat and for a couple of months, and all of that went to, it was right after the thing with the dam down in Orville.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients lived down there in Orville and, you know, lost a lot of food and all that. So all of that money went in and we bought them. Try to recoup some of that food for them. So, fill in the hat, fill in the boot. All of those things are kind of neat. And I know the Reading VFW is on top of a lot of that. And I'm glad to see they're doing more and more of that.
Well, it's good to see that while they're trying to keep themselves afloat, they're also trying to help the community.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And then the other big one right now is the Healing Waters. I was actually on the VA website, and Healing Waters has a link to them from the VA website. So that's a big thing, you know, that the VA is back in that, and you know, or at least on their, you know, a link from their website. So, and I get their Facebook posts all the time, And we've had them on the show a couple of times too. That's a good group of guys.
Oh yeah, that just amazes me. You know, they do good work.
Yeah, maybe when I'm all done with school and everything, and I'll be able to circle around and do that. So, we'll figure that part out. The other thing, today is probably a bad example because we don't have any, you know, no real major fires going on right now. But Montana is willing to pay. They're calling it wildland firefighters. Pay for veterans to go through their course for free. The state of Montana is flipping the bill for that. And that is a link that's on the VA website as well. And I thought that was pretty good. Now, you may have to obligate, you know, a certain amount of time to the Montana departments and all, but that's experience that you can move on. And
oh, yeah. I believe we knew somebody that went through that years ago.
Yeah, and in fact, he ended up on one of the helicopter crews, and when he retired pretty high up the food chain with those guys. Yeah,
I know the last time I talked to him, he was captaining the fire crews.
So that's kind of neat. And then on that, right next to that, when I was on the VA site, there was another thing, the USDA. Has $16 million funding for veterans and their families for farming and ranching to put back into, you know, to help out getting started farming and ranching, whatever, you know, and you go through the USDA for that. And they have many other programs that are attached to the USDA that helps vets continue on. They actually have a whole circle logo and all for that, and it's just for veterans and families that are interested in doing that kind of work.
You know? That would be one place you would not even think to look for help, you know, just for a farm or ranch.
Well, USDA, cattle ranch, that's where all the money comes from, and they kind of oversee all of that to make sure that the ranchers are and farmers are using their water the right way, and they are the ones that are coming up with the trickle watering instead of just rainbird watering and all that, and it actually does better. And also, I got to meet and interact a lot with those guys down in Butte County and Butte and Glen County and all through there. So a really good bunch of guys. But that's on their website right now. They've got $16 million to be able to reach out and help veterans who want to get something started. And you know, we're in the state that grows most of the food, but we're in the state that pays most of the taxes too. So, you know, you gotta weigh your options right there. And then the last thing I seen on that, we were talking about volunteering and helping one another. The DAV, the Disabled American Veterans, they're actually advertising right now that they're looking for volunteer drivers to go and get disabled veterans and get them to their appointments and stuff. So, Frank, you probably know a lot more about what's going on with the DAV up here than I do, and all. I don't actually know anybody up here in Shasta County that's part of the DAV, unless you are. But it just seems to be nationally they're looking for more people to be able to help drive and take vets to appointments and whatnot.
Yeah, that seems to always be a thing that they need to have. But you never have a Well, you were talking before about having a pickup truck. Well, it's not only have the pickup truck, but your little four doors. Anybody that can do that. And that seems to be people don't want to go help somebody. That I don't understand.
Yeah, that's rough. And also you have to use your own vehicle. I'm going to guess that's probably you're using your own vehicle then.
Yeah, I would wonder what the qualifications are. You know, they'd have to have a certain standards.
I mean, I probably don't want anybody who's got a bunch of DUIs or anything like that. Yeah. But, so, you know, that seems to be when they're advertising that on the VA website now that they're probably pretty desperate for more people to help. I know over in Humboldt County, we knew some people that were involved in that Hefe and all that, and he was driving people around all the time. He wore his DAV shirt all the time. So... Well, anyways, we're going to stop here, and we're going to take a quick little commercial break. Thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Redding. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc. Thank you, Jared. That's a nice little picking up right there. Kind of mellow with a little Deep Purple and, you know, Judas
Priest. Yeah, get our hearts bumping a little bit here.
A little bit. It's still mellow, but, you know, a little louder mellow. So, yeah, we were talking about all kinds of different things. The more I drill through the VA website, they have a lot of stuff that you can reach out to and a lot of links and you would feel that that stuff is vetted before it gets put onto their website, you know, that they know that that's what it actually is and it's not going to something that's going into somebody's pocket, you know.
You would hope so.
So, you know, they still have, they're pushing that weservetogether.com. and I still haven't done it. I started it, but I haven't finished it. I did get an email from them that they added a part. You can have a virtual shadow box, so you can put in all your awards and everything, and it kind of builds your own shadow box. So as you're building your page, when people are looking you up and they say, oh, I think I served with that Frank Rose guy, and they can look it up and they can see all your different awards and, you know, and everything. And that's kind of like your cover page to it, you know. So, and I think that has to be vetted too. I think you have to have your DD-214 or something to, you know, to do that and all. They use a retired Command Sergeant Major as the example for it, you know, and he's got everything in the world. He's like a Vietnam era guy, so, you know, his shadow box is pretty decked out. So that's kind of neat. And as I'm watching it, it's up over a couple million people now doing that are involved with that. So it just steadily kind of keeps growing. It's kind of, you know, it's not like Facebook where you get all these weird feeds and commercials and all of that, but it is somewhere that you can reach out to at least like-minded, or not really like-minded people, but people that served, you know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I bet you could build a picture from World War II all the way up to modern day just by looking at the people that are on that.
Yeah. And, you know, on there, they express, you know, this is a way that you can find somebody that you may have served with or went to boot camp with, because you punch in all of that, like when you went to boot camp, the year, you know, for us, it was the division. And also you never know who, you know, in 5 years might be putting their information in, and then it links it together. And it's like, oh yeah, I was in boot camp with that guy. I wondered whatever happened to that guy, you know. Or, you know, I was in all male division. Aileen was in split male and female. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's always somebody that you were close with in boot camp that you chatted with and stuff. And as soon as boot camp is over and you go to your A schools or whatever, you know, you never
hear from them again.
You never see or hear them again. So, you know, it's kind of a neat way. And it's a little, you know, we were just talking about people being online and separating, you know, you don't know who you're talking to. Well, in this way, you do know who you're talking to, or at least you knew who that person was at all. And sometimes some of the vets, you know, because we're losing 22 vets a day, you know, to suicide. So this might be a way that vet can connect with somebody who at least just answers the phone and can, you know, hear their voice. You know what I mean? That's sometimes just people just want to be heard.
Yeah. On there and see somebody they used to know and trust.
Yeah.
That they think they can talk to.
So that, I kind of like that, being able to, you know, you're not talking about opening your front door and letting somebody sleep on your couch. You know, you're just talking about having a conversation so somebody can be heard and they don't feel like they're totally alone in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a big problem, not only for you younger guys, but a lot of the older vets like myself. At my age, a lot of guys just can't get around, and they get more and more and more isolated.
Yeah. 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 So that's kind of neat. I like that. That is available out there. I'd like to see more people using that. Yeah. And also, and there's also on there, and this was, I think Aileen may have said something last week or the week before when she was talking about the commissary. And now if you,
it's open to more people.
Yeah. And on, I don't remember the details on that, but she may have talked about this one part, something called, VetTics. VETTIX is partnering with the VA to get tickets for veterans, to get free tickets to different events. And when you scroll through it, it's got a lot of stuff. It's, you know, different concerts, different, you know, family events. It pushed that a lot, like family events, and it helps you to be able to get out and even if you can't afford to go and see a concert, you know, whoever. I don't know how all that works. I'm sure there's a certain number of concert tickets that are given out, you know, and get out and be social, you know, go out and talk to people, you know.
At least get out and be in a crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't be afraid of the crowd. The crowd's not going to jump up and, you know, and do, you know, just go and be part of it. And especially if it there's family things, you know, and be able to go and take the kids out and, you know, shake them and wind them up and send them over there and let them go wreak a little havoc somewhere, you know, in a little kiddie area.
If all these people have these venues for you that are free, you should take advantage of it because, let's face it, everything nowadays for us older people, what all bets cost a lot of money to do here or do there. And this is a wonderful thing. You should use them. You should go after them.
And there's a difference. You know, Frank just used the word free. Yeah, it's free. And in this respect, it's directed, you know, directly at vets and their families. And life is not free.
No.
You say, you know, I want free health care, but I don't have a job. Well, somebody's paying for that. Somebody, some hospital's paying for that. The people, you know, somebody, that money is come, that pot of money that's paying for that comes from somewhere. So, you know, life is not free. You earn what you have. You earn, keep what you've earned, and, you know, whatnot. But stuff like this that's available to us and the DAV, getting a ride to, you know, your appointment and stuff. You know, I don't think they charge those guys for that. I think that's just all voluntary, you know. So, you know, yeah, it's free, but somebody's paying for that gas that's going into that car that's driving them around. So everybody needs, you know, needs a little bit of help and assistance, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking, you know, a free, you know, we're not giving you a Maserati, but I can get you from point A to point B if you need it. You know,
yeah. I mean, you got a VA appointment? We'll take you.
Somebody can get you there, and but I also think that should be on the VA's plate as well.
Yeah,
they should be able to identify the guys, the vets. You shouldn't just say the guys, the vets that need that assistance, not the ones that want to use it just because they don't want to pay for the gas to come down, you know, from Weaverville or wherever they're at, but the ones who actually need the assistance to come down. And, you know, the VA does have some big wagons, small buses that they drive around and they do that with, but that's not everybody, you know, that needs that. And the VA, you know, should be able to help on that, you know, in some way. And I'm sure there is some programs out there that they're being able to help with that. So,
yeah, I think mostly the problem is connecting up the programs with the people who need it.
Yeah, yeah. Could probably be some better communication with that, you know.
Yeah, I know the younger guys, they get all connected with all this thing on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But older guys like me, last time I was on the internet is when I asked my phone how to spell something.
Yeah, you know, the living your life staring at your phone, I call them, you know, the smartphone zombies.
Yeah.
They're just staring. You used to be able to go into, you know, like a waiting area, and people were chatting and just on and on. Now you go in and it's quiet because everybody's staring at their phone and they're not talking to the people around them or interacting with the people around them.
Yeah, you know? The only people you hear talking are the two that are arguing about who gets the plug to charge up their phone.
Yeah, and, you know, and, yeah, and you're not there trying to make friends. You're not there to try to be. You're just there having a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, just trying to be sociable.
When I took Aileen to her last appointment, doctor up off of Placer, and I was sitting there, and there's a fish tank in there, and I was just staring at the fish tank while I had one of my Navy hats on, and an older guy sitting there. He goes, "Oh, you were in the Navy." He called me shipmate, so I knew, you know, hey, he's another Navy guy, and we just started talking. As soon as Aileen was done and we were walking, we shook hands, said, "Hey, see you later, you know, bye." And we walked out the door. We had a nice conversation. If I ever see the guy around town again, we'll, you know, hopefully can remember one another and you move on. We're not there to be friends, but we're there to at least communicate with the guy across the way from you, you know. And so, I don't know. I think we've gotten away from that so much because there was two or three other people in there and they were all just staring at their phone.
Yeah.
Not looking up or nothing. And he and I kind of both got a little loud, you know, and all. So anyways, well, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Thank you for listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Thank you very much.
You got it this time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse. A timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc. Thank you, Jerry. I wasn't ready for that one. Well, yeah, we had a little kind of some odd conversations this morning. Before we get too far, I know Frank has something he wants to talk about. I do want to say again, fill the hat for the VFW is at Page's Copies. That's on Pine Street, if I remember right. I don't have the address off the top of my head, but that and the VFW is doing their steak dinner tonight at 5 o'clock and all. And, you know, it's always nice. I like going there and seeing Sue and those, you know, the guys that are there and, you know, saying hi and, you know, Dad, everywhere we go, I try to make a point of knowing somebody everywhere we go. And instead of just going in, blinders on, head down, get what I need and go out. We went into Walmart the other day, and I said hi to Ray, who works there. He's a Navy vet, you know. And as soon as I said hi to him, he said hi. He waved right back at us, and he had a big old silly smile on his face, you know. And just simple things like that. When I see Frank, you know, wave or honk my horn at him and say, God dang, Frank and that little car of his.
Frank's float.
Frank's float, that's what we call it. So I just want to say that, you know, the fill the hat, sounds like they have some other things that are be coming up towards the end of the month, and we'll put that out, you know, as that gets a little closer. And then they have their steak dinner tonight over, and that's on Oregon Street. So what do you got real quick over there, Frank?
Well, that's American Legion Auxiliary is having a garage sale right down on Oregon Street, Oregon and Yuba, at the Veterans Hall. And they have everything from soup to nuts in there. No soup, but they do have the nuts. There's all kind of kitchen stuff and clothing and, excuse me, my voice is going to pot. Everything they got possibly that you would want, table after table after table. So, they're going to be there till about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And it's all very inexpensive stuff.
Gotcha.
And all.
Yeah.
I hope they don't get rained out.
I know. Yeah, there was a little bit of rain earlier. You know, we're expecting it to be 180 degrees outside right now, and it's 80 degrees, you know. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll do just fine and all. You know, is that money that they're raising, is it going to anything particular or just into their general pot to be able to help folks?
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They have a lot of projects that they do, the Ladies Auxiliary, so they help the community and veterans, especially the veterans. So it goes to a lot of their little programs that they have.
Awesome, awesome. So, well.
And that is another example of people helping, you know, the community.
Yeah, helping the community, helping to try to be a community. But I know all the auxiliaries, you know, are in the same as just the posts and the halls that they're attached to. They're getting less and less and less there as well. So, my personal thing is that we've never had good luck with the yard sale, garage sales, or we called it rummage sale down in Butte County. We never really had a lot of luck with that, and you end up with a lot of stuff, and you end up with a lot of stuff left over at the end you still have to do something with. So we moved on to different kind of fundraisers, and that's when we got involved in the chili cook-off and the rib cook-offs and all. It's a lot of work, but you make a lot of money on it.
I like the corned beef and cabbage cook-offs.
Yeah, well, that wasn't that was a fundraiser, you know. That was, and you came down and helped a couple times with that, but you also helped out at the chili cook-off, too.
Yeah.
Or the rib, whichever one. There's a lot of people in that, you know. We had a few thousand people come through on that, but it was a lot of work to build up to it, a lot of work of the day, and then continuing after that, it was a lot of work. But we can't be afraid to do a lot of work because all the money that went to that went straight into veterans homelessness.
Yeah.
Because I was already getting paid from the people I worked for and, you know, everyone else was a volunteer. So all that money went right into the pot to be able to you know, help end veterans homelessness.
Yeah. No management fees coming out of it.
Yeah. So that was one thing I always, you know, bragged about down there. All of the funds that we raised, 100% of it went to that. None of it went into paying anybody's salary or, you know, for pens or pencils or, you know what I mean, toilet paper, nothing like that. It all went to helping clients and I know they don't do as much as that stuff anymore, but you have to have the will and the desire to push that, and somebody has to put in a lot of time to make all that happen.
Oh yeah I know on every one of those you were working a month ahead of time, and then we were cleaning up 2 weeks after,
Maybe we can get around to something like that up here. But as far as like the rummage sales, they're going to make a little bit of money, and they'll always be able to have some of that money to help anybody who, you know, who needs it. Especially today, there might be some people who are losing food and stuff right now if their power went out and all.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, just if you're a vet, just reach out to the VFW or the American Legion in your area and just ask. They'll know where to find something or how to help.
Yeah, so. The people that are on fixed incomes usually buy all of their supplies for the month at one time.
Yeah. So, that will that'll definitely work. Anything else, Frank, you want to pass?
Well, our next guest, James Leedy, is down there as well. He's got a booth down there with his spices.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. We got some spices from him last year, the year before, and all. And the all-purpose one, I blew through it pretty quick, you know. And he'll be here next week. He'll be on the show next week. So I'm looking forward to that. He's a good guy, hard-working guy. We just had a conversation about, because he works over there at Enterprise, you know, Enterprise High. And we were talking about the fences and new buildings going in over there. Well, the school that my son goes to, the same thing. They just finished putting up all of the new fencing and everything there. And, you know, it's pretty nice. They did a, whoever got that contract to do it, they did a really, really good job. And it looks really good. And it's not, it doesn't look like we're holding the kids behind a prison. You know, it looks like it belongs there. And I will say, you know, that school that my son goes to, I'm glad that there's a big fence out there, because, you know, I mean, we never know who's going to do what, but you and I, Dad, have been out there, and the parents just walk right through. You know, I like the, there's a little bit more accountability who's walking onto the campus.
Yeah, now you have to go through the office to get in.
So, yeah, and you're supposed to do that anyway. So, nothing else going on, Frank, besides your Betsy Ross shirt over there I gave you a hard time about?
Well, in October, the stand down the road, we're trying to drum up as many barbers as we can. You don't have to be a professional barber, just knowing how to cut hair, because they need as many as barbers as they can to have people cut hair. Sometimes in the past, we've only had one or two barbers. And then you guys have to wait so many, you know, a long time. So this way we're looking ahead of time. And they can get hold of me if they have any barbers out there or any people that know how to cut hair. You can call me at 247-3844, and we'll talk about it.
When's the
stand? And that's going to be October the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. That's for the stand down, which is for the homeless veterans, their families, and pets. And we do that at the fairgrounds down there in Anderson.
Yeah. Most counties still do some sort of stand down. Butte County hadn't done a stand down in a while. They did it as part of the Homeless Connect down there every other year. And all, there again, you have to have a lot of bodies, you know, a lot of volunteers to do that. And, you know, just more people that, you know, need help.
And James Leedy does all the cooking for the event for the whole three days for three meals a day.
Yeah, I know when I was down there last year and with Carl, James pulled me over there in line, and he had his breakfast that he had just cooked, and I thought, man, that's you can't pay for that at, you know, one of the restaurants in town. You know, it's some pretty good stuff. So I'm glad he's out there. He does a lot as well. He volunteers a lot of his time and to those different kind of events and stuff, and he's working with all those kids over at Enterprise High. You know, there's a vet that's, you know, trying to help that next generation come through, and
he cooks and chefs.
Yeah, he's the culinary arts over there, and also, that's one of the kids we know in Scouts. One of our kids in Scouts is over at that high school now, and he likes it, you know. I went to Shasta High, so that was always a kind of the rivalry between Shasta High and Enterprise back then. You know, so I'm glad. Yeah, he'll be here, and then the following week, maybe Mr. Bliss will be here as well.
Yes, he's scheduled to be. He's the VFW District 8 commander.
Yeah, our area commander, yeah, because District 8 doesn't mean anything to anybody listening, but the area, our general area up here and all. So it'd be nice to have him on. Aileen and I have had we've sat down with him once or twice now. Actually, at the last, the tri-tip dinner the VFW had, we sat down with him and talked. And, you know, if he's there tonight, if we can make it, we'll probably sit down with him again and chat with him. So, yeah, I like him. He's a good guy and all. And we'll just go from there. What you got, Dad?
Oh, nothing much.
Nothing much.
No, I was just thinking how much work that would be to cook for 3 days for the stand down. That's a lot of dedication.
He's got a group of folks, and
he doesn't do it personally. Yeah, the whole thing.
But that's a lot of bodies.
That's a lot of planning and a lot of knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Everybody, it's supposed to rain again in a little bit. I'm looking at this little weird map thing in front of us right here, and I think that says 68% humidity, and it's 70 degrees outside right now. if I'm reading that right. I don't normally read that thing. So,
you know, for this time of year, that should be about midnight.
Yeah. So, well, thank you very much for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch until next week. And thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.